Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. My name is Deepak Shukla, and today I had the chance to catch up with Hayden Lee of the Travel Stories podcast, a podcast that's basically completely crushing it on iTunes. We had the chance to talk about India, falling in love, and his awesome accent. Enjoy!
Hello, hey, hi. Hey Hayden. How you doing?
Hey mate, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. So I'd love to tell my audience that, you know, I've flown a dude in all the way from Australia, which some people might believe from the accent, but I did Facebook stalk the shite out of you, and I did see that you are in fact in not so sunny England. Hello, Hayden, how are you, mate?
Hi, how you going? I'm actually English as well, so I'm sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hayden, I've known this man literally about an hour. I say I've known him fucking...
Oh, but what an hour, though.
Yeah, exactly. What an hour it's been. So, Hayden Lee of Travel Stories Podcast. First of all, I want to ask the all-important question. What the fuck is going on with your upbringing, where you're from? Because I'm on your Facebook. You studied at Coventry Uni. You live in Newport. You've got an Australian accent. You've got Travel Stories Podcast, which is fucking killing it on iTunes. You're just like this weird, awesome mongrel dude. Like,
thanks, man. I think that's a compliment.
Sorry, please don't hang
yeah,
up.
Man. I was born here and raised here, and I've lived only for a few years in Melbourne. Well, I lived for a few years in Melbourne, but then also around Australia. I toured around there with the band a few times, but also lived in Queensland. And I picked up the accent really, really quickly. I'm a musician. I heard it's what musicians do. And I don't think my accent's that Australian, you know? Like, I mean, it is sometimes, but also I spoke Portuguese for a while, and yeah. I had a Brazilian girlfriend, and that kind of messes it up as well, you know? Like, it's real weird, but yeah, you know, I travel a lot, and fairly nomadic.
Your pictures, because guys, while he's been talking about his story, I've also been quite curious, thinking, how does a man who speaks Portuguese, had a Brazilian girlfriend, spent some time in Melbourne, is English, look? And now I'm just looking at a particular picture where he's fucking rocking out with a guitar, and he's got you've got kind of a vest on. You already know the picture I'm talking about, and I'm like, we've got a complete stoner on here. But this stoner is as I've saw, you've got the fucking fastest growing UK travel podcast. It's got listeners in over 70 countries, like all of this really cool stuff. So to go to the question, when people are like, yo, Hayden, what the fuck do you do? Like, what do you tell people, dude, in 30 seconds to make it interesting?
Okay, first, I cut them out of my life because no one should be asking that question. I fuck that off. Okay. And that's my first swear word live on air. We don't swear on our show, so.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I hope you're
No,
listening.
No, it's awesome. It's the freedom, man. Like, I'm loving it. It's great. Anyway, fuck. What was I saying?
What do you do when people ask you, what is it that you say when you're like, hey, Hayden?
Well, I do the Travel Stories podcast. It is a podcast that features travel stories. They should have figured that out already. But yeah, and I am the producer of that show primarily, as well as the host. So I'm a sound engineer. I just say I'm a traveler. I just say I'm nomadic. I go where I want. I own about 5 kilograms worth of belongings. I do what I do, and I do it when I do it. It's, I don't know, I like to be ambiguous, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know, like... Yeah, I'm all about the podcast right now, but I'm also a musician. I played in bands since I was 11, and that's what I did back in Australia for a while, as well as a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, I don't know, traveler. I just say traveler,
dude.
You know?
Traveler as a statement for me works. I've got that faraway look in my eyes right now, where I'm slightly shaking my head as the Indians do when saying yes in India. I'm gonna come to India. So to continue with so folks. I was like, you know, whenever I kind of reach out to anybody, say, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? You know, there's obviously stuff that, you know, I can research, but there's also the stuff that I'm like, this dude's going to have some freaking cool stories. Let me just ask him, you know, what's up, and just see what they come back with. And oh my, I was, when you responded, I was like, you've got to be shitting me, when I was looking through the list of stuff here. So solo motorcycle journey from Mekong Delta through Saigon up to Hanoi. You almost died 4 times. I'm going to be completely like culturally inappropriate. I've got an Indian background. tell me about India, because you were half abducted in India. Like, I kind of want to get underneath the story, dude. What the hell happened?
Right, well, this wasn't one of the times I almost died, right? And so other people think that, or they say that I was in danger. They say, oh, no. But I don't think I was, man. Looking back on it, I think I just missed out on a great opportunity. So what happens is I say yes to everything. That is one of my things, right? Yeah. So I was hitchhiking to get back from the center of Rishikesh into to the ashram I was living at. Wow. And because that's just what you do. You just hitchhike everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And every good story starts like that, you know? But, so I was hitchhiking back, right? And I'm in the car with these three guys, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's just like a kilometer or two that way. And then we end up talking, and I forget that I'm supposed to be stopping and going somewhere because we're talking. I'm like, oh, fuck. It was like back there, a kilometer. I'll walk. Don't worry. They were like, no, we'll take you. We'll take you. So we go back, and then they go off the road onto this other road. They turn off, right? And where I was going was on the same road we were on, right? Okay. And I'm like, hey, guys, it was back there. Nothing. Not a word. I'm like, ah, shit. So I'm like, guys, it was back there. Still nothing. They continue to be silent, right? While I'm like, guys, I'll walk. Don't worry. And they took me to this bridge, right? And we all got out. They're like, we're getting out now. I'm like, all right, sounds good. So we get out of the car, and they're like, right, we're gonna walk over this bridge. And there's like people driving over this bridge. I'm like, let's fucking drive, man. Wherever we're going, let's just get there. And we get over the bridge, right? And then we get to the side. He goes, right, we're going to go up into the mountains and go spend our night there. Yep. I'm like, cool, have a good one. He's like, no. We are going up into the mountains. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. You know, I'm like, dude, I got to go back. Someone's leaving today. I got to go see her off. And yeah, and so I tried to leave. And then every 30 seconds or so, he'd shake my hand and go, no, friend, you know. And I go, dude, I got to go. Eventually, like, it got a little heated. And I was like, dude, I'm leaving. And then he comes out in front of me, and he shakes my hand, and he goes, friend, and then he grabs onto my hand and starts pulling me away. I'm like, all right, fuck this. Yeah. And I'm going. And they got the picture, and I left. But then I thought at the end, like, I think they just wanted to hang out. You know what I mean? I think I missed out on an opportunity.
Dude, when you're like in the back end of nowhere riding on a truck with some dudes in India, I get scared when I look out the window and I see fucking trees blowing in the wind, and I'm like, what is that shadow?
Yeah.
Relatively, that's insane. And oh wow, I'm still looking through this list. I'm thinking about the things that have happened. However, I've got one quick fire question I want to ask you. Cool. For the benefit of my audience, because the show's Life, Love, and Entrepreneurship. So I want to ask one quick practical thing, dude.
Sure.
You hit upon the fact that you travel with only 5 kilos of belongings. So what's your advice, again in 30 seconds, to a newbie traveler on how the hell to travel as light as 5 kilos? Go.
Okay, very, very quickly. Put everything out that you're going to take, right? Remove half of it, right? And then realize your new, you know, inventory. Remove half of that as well, right? And then you're down to, I mean, you're talking, if you're taking, you know, fucking 4 t-shirts, take 2. You know, if you're taking 3 pairs of socks, take 1, you know? So really, really lighten it down. And then there's certain things like, as for underwear, you know, you got your ex officio and stuff where basically you can wash your clothes in the shower. So you're in clothes, right? And you go, I got a shower. Get in the shower with your clothes, wash your clothes, put on your second pair of clothes. And then by the time you're finished with that day, your other ones are done. So clothes are not a problem because that's the biggest space taker, right? So take much less that way. Also, I'd say, travel once. And then you'll realize how little you do actually need. That is the number one piece of advice. Travel, and then you'll realize, you know? But that's about it.
Yeah. Dude, I know. I think that's amazing advice. Just to provide some context again, audience, you know, in the world, like, I've done some traveling in myself, but, you know, relatively, as I would be the toddler and Hayden would be the adult leading me off into the wilderness when it comes to our relative travel story. So I'm asking this not to be just patronizing for my audience. I'm actually also interested in his tips, because when he was like 5 kilos, took me fucking years to get to anything close to that. So I'm like, how do you
really?
It, dude?
No way.
So exactly.
Okay. What else? I'm trying to think of what else. Jesus. Well, what takes up most of the space in your bag? That's a question to ask.
Oh, dude, you know what? Because I was an art student at university, I studied literature. It was books that I never fucking read. If I'm looking back on it, in, you know, I was like, oh, I like the book. And it took me a long time to convert to Kindle. And that accounted for like a monolith of crap that I basically realized I never used. And it took me some time. So I'm like, good to know. The half, I got to the first half, but then the half, I was like, whoa.
That's it.
So, the next question I have is, you have the fastest growing UK travel podcast. Mm-hmm. That you launched 13 days ago.
13 days. Fucking coming hell. Up on the 2 week mark. Yeah.
Exactly. Dude, how?
All right. well, two things here. Firstly, JLD. That is how. JLD, John Lee Dumas. He's the guy. He's the boy.
He's the boy.
He knows it. Yeah, he knows his stuff, man. He's got a podcast launching kind of course. He does a webinar as well. No, does he do a webinar? Yeah, I think he does. But yeah, he's the guy, man. He's got maybe 70% of the stuff that I did came from him. So he is the boy, man. Check him out. Secondly, there's a lot of stuff I found out on the way, and I will be sharing that. There's a online conference that anyone can join. It's 36 hours long, and I don't mean to shamelessly promote. It just happened to come up. But
no, go on. Do it. I'm asking you, man.
it's from the UK Podcasters company. I should know more about it, but it's the 20th to the 21st is when I'm on. I think I'm on at some amazing time in the morning, 1 a.m. or something, but mine's about the launch of a podcast, and specifically to get into, I mean, we're number one new and noteworthy society and culture, number one new and noteworthy in places and travel. At the moment, we're 25 in all new and noteworthy in the country, but that's going to go up. But
got full-on mental masturbation happening right now for your podcast. It's fucking insane, dude. Sorry, continue. I just thought I'd put that image in there.
Yeah, cool. No, I love it. Yeah, it's good. It's helping me out, man. but yeah, so that'll be on there. You can go to the Facebook, I think I don't know whether it's a person or a group, but it's UK Podcasters.
Perfect.
Head on to there, and everything you need to know is on there.
All right.
So I'll be on there.
Wicked. So folks, in case you know you're not going to rewind because you can't be asked, I'm going to get the links, the relevant links, and I'm going to put them obviously into my show notes. Not that I've even got around to doing show notes yet, but you know, I've been stalking.
Get on the show notes.
Exactly. I've been stalking Hayden. I'm like, oh my god, there's like a shit ton I still need to go. But that's the nature of iteration. So talking about iteration, dude, mm-hmm. I realized that in your story about being half abducted, you said that there was a lady you went back for that you had to see, and I see that the next bullet point subsequent to being half abducted in India was the ridiculous story from India, and that wasn't the ridiculous story, and I saw this word love as well bandied about, so I was like, I'm gonna embarrass the fuck out of this guy and I'm gonna ask him about it on air. So dude, I'd love to hear a little bit about what happened there, if you're okay. Happy to share.
Yeah, absolutely. It may be 1 or 2 minutes of just me talking. If you're happy with that, then
dude,
I'm happy to do it.
Fucking do it. We've got another 7.5 minutes. You've got your eyes on the clock as well. We've got all the time in the world. Go.
Oh, awesome. If anyone else likes the sound of my voice as much as I do, then it'll be fantastic. So so the girl that I had to go see, that was a different girl entirely. She was this Romanian girl that I was just hanging out with. But okay. This story, right? So I'm in India. I'm in Rishikesh, right? At the time of the story. And I'm saying yes to everything. That's my thing. That's what I do, right? So we're on the beach, and it wasn't really a beach. It was the Ganges. It was the bank of the Ganges, but it forms a beach, right? So we're there until 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. or something. No, 4 a.m. Playing guitar all night and singing all these songs. And then we go to bed. And my friend wakes me up at like 6 a.m. I'm dead, obviously. And he's like, dude, we're going to go take a raft down the Ganges. You know, we're going to raft down the Ganges. He's like, do you want to come? I'm like, no, not even almost. And he's like, dude. I'm like, all right, fine, right? So we head up this mountain, and or the Himalayas more specifically. And then we get in this raft, right? And there's us and a bunch more people. I'm the only white guy there.
I love it.
Yeah. And so everyone's speaking Hindi. And yes, we get in this raft, and it's choppy, man. And then the guy at the front of our raft, he points and speaks to this other guy. He's like, yeah, says something in Hindi. We look, and there's just this skeleton stuck on this rock wearing clothes. It was clean, man. It had been there a while, you know? So we're like, okay, awesome. So we carry on rafting. It gets real choppy, right? And then we all just, the raft overturns, right? And
okay. Wow.
Everyone, yeah, like 11, there's 12 in the raft. 11 of them just went flying in one direction. I somehow went under the raft and then continued on in some different direction, right? So the raft, the Ganges is so, so cold, right? So it's, you get the shock immediately, the cold water shock, and you're struggling to breathe, and you know, it's hell on earth, right? And all I was remembering was, you've got to stay calm. And I'm thinking, well, that's perfect, because I'm always at my most serene when I'm careening down the Ganges in cold water shock, you know? So I'm heading down the Ganges and I'm trying not to fucking hit all these rocks and shit. And it sucked, man. I got cut up. But then this other raft comes along, right? And so they're like, come on, come on, come on. And I get in this raft, right? And none of them speak English, and we're trying to figure out what to do. And I start rowing, right? And then we see this girl that was in my raft, right? This Indian girl. And she's having a hard time, man. She's swallowing water. She doesn't have long, dude. We got to get to this girl, man. She's going to get taken away. That's it. We're not going to get her, you know? So we fucking row up to her. And then she's at the side of the raft. And I grab her and pull her into the raft. As I pull her in, we both fall backwards, right? First time I've seen her, apart from in the raft, obviously. And I pull her backwards, and our eyes just meet. We're lying in this raft, and in those 3 seconds, our eyes just met, and it was...
True love. Sorry. Da, da, da,
da, da. No, and it was a moment that... Oh, sorry, my cat just... pushed my mic into my face. Thank you, cat. but yeah, it was a moment that I still can't put into words, and we couldn't talk about this moment. We were separated by language, but we were connected through this moment, and I know she felt it too. And we got to shore, and my friend said, dude, are you okay? I'm like, dude, I'm in love, right?
Oh, wow.
And we get back to the ashram eventually, and she was staying in the same ashram. So I'm there for about 3 hours looking around for her. I've got to find this girl. I don't even know what I'm going to say to her when I find her. She doesn't even speak my language. I don't speak hers. What am I going to do when I find her? I don't know. I just need to find her. Yeah. And then my friend's like, dude, she's here. She's here. And I walk up to him, and she's getting into this minibus for her to then leave the ashram. As she's getting into the minibus, she looks and we lock eyes. And that was the last time I ever saw her. That is a completely true story. It sounds made up, but it is completely true. And that was all because I said yes to that one situation I wanted to say no to.
Wow, dude, that's insane.
It was fun. Sorry for talking for so long.
No.
It happens occasionally.
Dude, you're thank God you're a good storyteller, you know. Otherwise, I'd have like accidentally on purpose disconnected you, but it's fine. that is...
Yeah,
God,
fun.
lost love. It feels a little bit, I said Romeo and Juliet-esque, but one wonders what would have become had you had more of an opportunity to not speak the same language and find her completely boring, and then you're a loser.
People say I should track her down. I know her first name. People say I should track her down, but I just want to leave that moment as it was.
Dude, the memory is perfect. So I'm all for that, because if the story had a sad ending, then it just wouldn't be quite the same. So I'm shedding a metaphorical tear. Dude, that's really fucking interesting.
That's fun, yeah.
So, dude, I've got 2.5 minutes left with you, and one of the things I really want to ask that I'm quite curious about is you've got this bullet point here, and I guess it relates to a lot of people either pursue the route of perhaps, let's say, a corporate career of whatever kind, and or let's say entrepreneurship, and you know, they get to kind of 26, 36 or whatever and realize that, you know, I'm not happy, and I want to go and do some of the same things that, you know, you're doing. However, at the same time, what would you advise to people that talk about the reality of living a kind of, you know, atypical, unordinary, extraordinary life, one that doesn't involve subscribing to cultural norms, which was the bullet point I'm looking at, with the reality of, well, dude, I need to make money to do these things. And, you know, what is your answer to that question that I'm sure you're sometimes asked?
Yeah, well, I see what you're saying. So I don't, like you said, I don't subscribe to the cultural norms. I think that a lot of people follow the script that they're given. They get a job, they get married, they have a kid, and then they, you know, they get a bigger house, and then they get a bigger house, and then they get a nicer car, then they retire, and then they die. That's not for me. And it's not for everyone. And I think every person's life can be as unique as they want it to be, right? But as you say, reality and society, not reality, society isn't set up for that. You have to have money to pay your rent. You have to do this, you have to do that. There are certain things you do have to do. So I would suggest, Firstly, two things. Number one, you're sorting out both sides of the equation here. Number one, limit what you spend, right? So a lot of people, they spend up to their limit. So if you get a raise in your job, you're now spending more because you can, right? That's what people do. Limit your spending. Try to don't live so lavishly, and maybe don't do some things in society. Limit your spending. Number two is try and use all of your fighting power and your might to get out of that script, because you know it's what you want to do. You know you don't want to follow that script. You didn't write that script, right? So I would look into entrepreneurship. I would listen to every podcast available. I'd listen to this podcast. I'd listen. It seems to be helping people a lot, man. I've seen your reviews. You seem to be helping people, man. There's some positive stuff going around. So I'd listen to podcasts all day, every day. I would come up with an idea. That idea may fail. I would come up with the next idea. And by the sixth idea, you'll fucking nail it. Go out and do it.
Guys, that is a fabulous way to end the podcast. Hayden, you've been a fucking awesome guest. Go reach out to him on the Travel Stories podcast. I'm going to be obviously littering wherever I write the description with his links in the instance that you can't find it for whatever reason. And dude, just looking forward to just catching up with you more on and off air, you weird Australian English interesting creature.
Absolutely, man. I feel a good friendship coming on. You got to come on my show as well, dude.
Oh, dude, I'd love to. I'm going to try and find a 3-minute story, but make it relentlessly boring and see if I can get disconnected mid-call.